Heavenly Father, we come before you with nothing to really offer you.
真的，我们的亲爱的天父，我们到你面前来，我们真的是献不上什么来给你。
But except our praise and our thanks to you.
除了我们能献上的，就是我们的祷告，我们的赞美。
Because you lack nothing, you have everything that you need.
因为你什么都不缺，你所需要你什么都有。
So we come before you as you have chosen us by your grace to be your people.
我们来到你的面前，是为因为你的恩典选了我们做你的子民。
And that you have chosen us to be a channel of blessing to others.
你也拣选了我们，让我们成为给别人做一个祝福的管道。
We thank you so much that you have, you initiated, this relationship, our relationship with you.
真是我们要谢谢你，因为是你起初开始了这个和我们有这样一个关系。
Through the forgiveness that is found only in Jesus Christ alone.
因为这所有一切的祝福都是从耶稣基督来的。
And you have promised to bless us with your mercy and your love.
因为而且你一直把你的怜悯把你的爱给我们。
And you have allowed us to be your friend.
并且你让我们成作为做你的朋友。
So that not only you reveal yourself to us through your word.
不但你通过你的话语向我们彰显你自己。
But you also have chosen to reveal your plans to bring the gospel to others who still do not know you.
然后你又向我们彰显了你这样一个计划，这个计划就是通过我们向其他人，那向那些并不认识你的人能够传扬你。
Because we only, the only hope that this world have is found in Jesus Christ alone.
因为整个这个世界所存在的唯一的希望就是在耶稣基督里面。
And this is made even more clear this year as we go through the pandemic.
在今年这样一个大瘟疫的前面，这一点真的是越来越清楚了。
That we have seen that we are living in darkness without Jesus Christ.
我们看见没有耶稣基督，我们活着的就是在活在黑暗里。
So that this year, as many, even people who do not know you, slow down their lives.
今年，即使很多人，那些人并不认识你，他们也现在慢慢的慢下来。
They're beginning to realize that this world has nothing really to offer that is lasting.
真的，他们也明白这个世界没有能给我们的，没有一件事情能够长存下去。
That there is nothing that can really satisfy the longing of their hearts.
没有一件事情能够从里面满足他们的对这个世界的渴求。
And that there is no lasting relationship between people.
我们也看见没有一件这样有一件事情可以让人和人的关系一直的延续下去。
Especially as we see loved ones who die from the pandemic or other diseases.
特别是有些人看见他们所亲爱的人，他们的亲友从因为这个得这个瘟疫的缘故或者其他疾病而死去。
So Lord, help us to see how we need to share your love with others around us, including our neighbors.
主啊，真是让我们知道我们怎样才能把你的爱分享给我们周围的人，特别尤其是我们那些邻居们。
And Lord, we know that we cannot do it.
主啊，我们知道我们自己做不到。
Not by ourselves. We need desperately you to anoint us with your Holy Spirit.
我们所要的就是你用你的圣油，你的圣灵的膏油能够涂抹我们。
So we thank you for our missionaries who are faithful in sharing the gospel with people around them.
真的是感谢主，差派我们那么多宣教士们能够到外面去向他们周围的人分享你的福音。
May we remember to pray for them and to support them with our finances.
让我们不论是在祷告上还是金钱上能够支持他们。
So together, both them in overseas and here, and we here at home can continue to expand the kingdom of God.
所以这样的话，那些在海外的宣道士们和我们在本地的都能够同心合一，能够扩展神国。
Father, may you reveal your presence to us in our worship.
主啊，真的是在我们敬拜的时候向我们显现。
Because you have promised that you dwell on our praises.
真的是因为你在已经应许过，你与我们的赞美，我们赞美你的时候，你与我们同在。
May our worship to you this morning through our thoughts, through our words, be pleasing in your sight.
愿我们今天的祷，今天的赞美，不论是我们的祷告还是我们的读经，都能够得你的赞许。
May your word give us hope, give us strength.
愿你的话语给我们力量，给我们希望。
And may your word strengthen our faith, because without faith, we cannot please you.
愿你的话语能够增强我们的信心，因为没有你的话语，我们的信心就不能增强。
And this we pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们这里奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I would like to start out by talking with you about the subject of chat.
好，今天早上我要与大家分享的是，就是这个题目，就是有关这个交谈。
So some of you might ask me, what do you mean by chat?
你们有可能会问我，这个什么叫 chat? 这个英文里面这个 chat 是这个是交谈呢，还是闲谈？是什么意思？
Let's define it, chat as an informal conversation with a familiar person.
这个英文里面这个交谈是一个定义，是这样子的。你和一个很熟悉的人谈话叫做交谈。
So let me ask you, oftentimes after you chat with somebody, do you tend to kind of rate how the chat was?
我想问大家一个问题。常常我们会有这样一个想法，就是如果我和一个熟悉的人这样闲谈的话，我谈了以后，我想把这个谈话的内容是不是打打分，看看是怎么样。
So I would like you to look back on this past week, on the chat that you have.
我想问问大家，如果你这一周有和谁有朋友闲谈过。
And then use a rating scale of 0 to 10.
如果你把它打打分，从零分到十分。
10 being excellent.
十分是最好的。
And for the chats that you have this past week, the ones that you give a rating of 8 and higher.
你这周和朋友的闲谈中，你有没有打分打到8分到10分的呢？
Can I ask you why you gave such a high rating?
我也想问问你，你为什么给你这样的闲谈有这样的8分到10分的高分？
Is it because that particular person that you had a chat with, that you like that person?
是不是因为你和这位朋友闲谈，因为你特别喜欢这位朋友？
Or maybe the reason why you gave a high rating is because you found that the topic was interesting to you.
或者你就觉得因为我给了这个高分的话，是因为这个题目，交谈的题目非常，对我来说非常有趣。
So you can see that in a chat, it has something to do with a relationship, right?
你看见没有？如果说是闲谈的话，应该是和这个你和那方的这个关系很有关系。
And also based on the topic, how interesting or relevant it is to you.
另外的话就是有关这个谈话的题目是不是对你来说比较有兴趣。
And another thing I want to call your attention to,
另外要请大家注意的
is that if on a rare occasion, a check could go beyond just about ideas.
在有时候很不多的机会，就是这个有关闲谈的话，它是和这个闲谈题目有更深一步的意义。
And then go deeper into the feeling level.
这个除了谈话的内容的话，它会涉及到一个这个感觉的感情的一个层面。
And then even go further than the emotional and get into the deep needs.
除了这个感觉和感情的话，就是就要有一个深深的这个需求。
Which talks about relational needs and even spiritual needs.
是个人关系的需求，或者是这个灵性的需求。
Then I don't know about you, but for me, I would rate those chat or this conversation as very high.
如果是到了这个层面的话，我不知道你怎么样，但是我是觉得已经到了这个很深的层面的话，我会把这个闲谈这个打分会打得很高。
Because it connects deeply two people or more people when they talk at this level.
因为到了这个灵性的层面的话，就会把两个人或者更多的人紧密的联系在一起。
Would you agree with that?
你有没有同意是这样呢？
So, before we get into Genesis 18 and read the passage for this morning,
在我们要读今天早上要读的经文，就是创世纪。 18章之前,
I'd like to give you kind of the setting of this passage.
我给大家介绍一下，这个在这个读这个经文的时候，这个经文的它的周围的环境是怎么样的？这个当时的情景是怎样的？
It is a personal chat between God and Abraham.
这个就是一个情景，就是相互之间的朋友之间的闲谈。 交谈，这个是神和亚伯拉罕之间的对话。
It's almost like you are invited to a private chat.
差不多你就是说被邀请到一个朋友的闲谈中。
And some of you, I'm sure, would say, but how can God, you know, kind of show himself to Abraham? Because in Scripture, in Exodus, when Moses asked for God to show himself, God says, you cannot see me and live.
Yeah, 大家会问,这怎么可能? 这个场景实在是不可能,因为神怎么能和亚伯拉罕有一个私人之间的交谈?就是我们知道在出埃及记里面所记载的摩西和神交谈的时候,摩西是不能看见神的面的。
So let me explain that this is the visitation of God with Abraham is a theophany.
所以这个里面其实有一个很深的神学的一个概念，就是神与亚伯拉罕的交谈是神给向亚伯拉罕有一个神学的显现。
So it shows that God made himself appear in a person in the form of a physical body.
是，所以在这里的话，就是有这样一个概念，神成了一个人形，向亚伯拉罕直接的显现。Not
just to satisfy the curiosity of a person.
这个神学显现并不是为了满足你的好奇，满足人的好奇心的。
But he appears in human form to reveal himself and to show or reveal his truth or his plans.
所以这个里面是神是道成肉身，就化成人形之后，向亚伯拉罕显现，然后向他显示他的神的计划。So
with that as a background, we would like to show the slides containing Genesis 18. It's a long passage, I know. So we'll just have Li Jin, Brother Li Jin, to read it in Mandarin, and then later on we'll show the text in English, and English speaker can just follow along. Okay?
Yeah. 我们, 那下面的话就是要把这个幻灯放一下。这段经文呢稍微有点长，但我们放下幻灯，等一下读的话呢，就是中文读一下，英文的话就看看屏幕，我们一起跟一下就可以了。这个是一个场景的一个描述。OK，现在就读吗？
Yes, it.
好，我来读一下啊。是这样子，《创世纪》18:9-33，他们问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”他说：“在帐篷里。”三人中有一位说到：“明年这个时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。”撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈。撒拉的月经已经断绝了。耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：“撒拉为什么暗笑？说我既年老，果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。”撒拉就害怕，不承认，说：“我没有笑。”那位说：“不然。”你实在笑了，三人就从那里起行，向索多玛观看。亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。耶和华说：“我所做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属。”遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。耶和华说：“索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我。我现在要下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。”二人转身离开那里，向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕依旧站在耶和华面前。亚伯拉罕近前来说：“无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？倘若那城里有50个异人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为这城里这50个异人饶恕其中的人吗？将异人与恶人同杀，将异人和恶人一样看待。”这断不是你所行的，审判全地的主，岂不行公义吗？耶和华说：“我若在索多玛城里见有50个异人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。”亚伯拉罕说：“我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说话。假若这50个异人短了5个，你就会因为短了5个毁灭那全城吗？”他说：“我在那里若见有45个，也不毁灭那城。”亚伯拉罕又对他说：“假若在那里见到40个，又怎样呢？”他说：“为这40个的缘故，我也不做这事。”亚伯拉罕说：“求主不要动怒，容我说：假若在那里见有30个，怎么样呢？”他说：“我在那里若见有30个。”也不做这事，亚伯拉罕说：“我还敢对主说话。假若在那里见到有20个，怎么样呢？”他说：“为这20个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。”亚伯拉罕说：“求主不要动怒。我再说一次，假若在那里见有10个呢？”他说：“为了这10个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。”耶和华与亚伯拉罕说完了话，就走了。亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去了。
Okay, so here in this passage, even though it's long, but there are three, I think, at least three valuable lessons that we can learn about God's relationship with Abraham.
虽说这刚才我们所念的经文有点长，但是从这些经文中，我要给大家讲，大概有三个点。这三个点就是。让我们所学的就是神和亚伯拉罕的关系。
So we will show the slides of the three lessons that we can learn. And the first one is God announces his giving of an heir to Abraham and Sarah.
所以要第一个就是神向亚伯拉罕宣布他要给亚伯拉罕和撒拉一个后嗣。
And then the second lesson is God chose Abraham to bless others through righteousness and justice.
第二个要点就是神拣选亚伯拉罕通过他的公义和正直来祝福其他的人。
And then the third one is Abraham asked God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there are 10 righteous.
神亚伯拉罕向神求，如果索多玛和俄摩拉还有十个义人的话，就能够赦免，就不剿灭那两个城。
So let's look at the first lesson that we can learn from Abraham's relation with God.
我们看第一个点就是亚伯拉罕和神之间的好正确的关系，健康的关系。
Here the Lord promised Abraham and Sarah that in a year's time, next year, Sarah will have a son.
所以这里看见亚伯拉罕，神对亚伯拉罕说，明年这个时候你和撒拉就会有一个儿子。
And because Sarah was listening behind the tent,
撒拉在帐篷后面这个门口听见了这话。
She heard the announcement and then she responded in this manner.
她听见这个神的宣告，她在这里就有了这样一个反应。
She asked, how can my husband and I, who is already elderly, unable to have their children, have a son?
你看亚伯拉罕和撒拉，我们俩夫妻都是很老迈了，怎么可能还有一个儿子？
And then she laughed.
然后她就笑了。
And then when the Lord heard that, he then asked, why did Sarah laugh?
耶和华听见这个撒拉的暗笑，他也没有问为什么你要暗笑。
And then Sarah denied that she laughed.
然后撒拉就他就问这个撒拉，为什么你笑了吗？撒拉说就我没有笑。
If you were to give a rating on how the Lord and Sarah is interacting, what rating would you give that?
如果你这个打打分，神和撒拉之间的交谈的话，你给他们打多少分呢？
I think you probably will give a rating of 2, very low.
大概只给两分吧，这个比较太低了，这个分析。
Because Sarah, in hearing the good news, was not thankful.
你看见撒拉听见这个好消息，神宣告的好消息的话，他没有感恩。
She did not jump up with joy.
他没有真的高兴的跳起来，也没有开心。
So I don't know, what, you know, if you were God, how would you respond to Sarah?
我想如果你是神的话，你对这个撒拉这样的反应，你会怎么做什么行为呢？
If I were God, I would say to Sarah this.
如果我是神的话，我会对撒拉说。
Because you are ungrateful.
你对我也不感谢。
And lack of faith,
你没有信心。
I changed my mind.
所以我要改主意了。
I'm not going to give you what I promised.
我也不给你我所应许的。
But thank God that he did not respond in this way.
但是感谢神，神并没有用这样的方法来回答这个他反应。
And based on God's response, you can see that his relationship with Abraham and Sarah is built, established on his mercy.
所以你看见神和亚伯拉罕和撒拉的关系，其基础是神的怜悯。
And then we can see also that the conversation that he has with Abraham was really deep.
所以大家我们看一下神和亚伯拉罕这个谈话的内容是非常深的。
Because one is that we know in that culture, if you have no descendants or children, then sometimes they look at you as a person who has been rejected by God.
大家也知道在，那个地方，在那个时代，如果你没有后代，没有孩子的话，众人会以为你就是被神弃绝的。
And also at the same time that we see the promise of God is that he will make him a great nation. But we see here clearly that God is the one who pursued the relationship. God is the one who chose Abraham.
所以，神以前答应我要使你成为大族。我们看见这里，这个神和亚伯拉罕的关系其实是神起始的，他和亚伯拉罕有关系，是完全是神主动的。
And God, made it very clear that he was with him, there is nothing that is too difficult.
神在那里说，就是告向我们，让我们知道。神想做的事情，没有什么是难成的事。
So the conversation is very deep because Abraham and Sarah at this time is very desperate about as to when God will fulfill his promise to give them a son.
所以我们看这个谈话的话，是当时的场景，就是亚伯拉罕和撒拉已经是非常的沮丧，他们一直在想神什么时候能够完成。神给他们的应许就是给他们一个儿子。
And God made it very clear that nothing is too difficult for him.
神在那里跟说，没有什么事在神是难成的。
So the lesson that we can learn from God's relationship with Abraham is that it is established on his mercy.
所以我们看这个神和亚伯拉罕这个关系，他们谈话的关系就可以看出。神与亚伯拉罕和撒拉的关系是基础在神的给他们的怜悯之上。
God knows their inability to have a child.
神知道他们自己没有办法有一个孩子。
God promised them and will fulfill his promise to give them a child.
神在那里啊，就是应许他们也能完成神的应许，就是给他们一个孩子。
And in the next segment, upon in verses 17 to 19,
在下面一些章节中是17节到19节，
It's a very interesting section again.
是一个非常有趣的一个谈话的一个部分。
Whereas God chose to reveal his thoughts behind the action that he was about to take towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
神向亚伯拉罕，告诉亚伯拉罕，他在对索多玛和俄摩拉采取行动之前，他把他的想法告诉了亚伯拉罕。
Because it in the text it says, God says to himself, should I keep this plan that I have from Abraham?
在我们读一下这个经文的时候，我们看见神，对亚伯拉罕就说，就是我要所做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
In other words, if Abraham is somebody that I have chosen.
是另一个讲法，就是亚伯拉罕是我所拣选的，就是耶和
And I
华这
want
样子。
him to be to become a nation.
我要他使他成为一个大族。
And through his nation will bless many other nations.
通过他的这个族，能够祝福世上的万族。
Should I keep this a secret to him that I will be destroying the two wicked cities?
我岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕？我这样有这样一个想法，我要去毁灭那两个罪恶的城市。
Then what we learn from the text is that God then revealed to him his plan to destroy the two wicked cities.
然后我们看见。下面的所记载的经文就是神向亚伯拉罕透露了他这个计划，就是要毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉那两个罪恶的城市。
It shows that Abraham really is chosen because he has the privilege to know something that nobody else knows except him.
我们看见亚伯拉罕真的是被神拣选的，神能告诉他这样一个计划，这个计划没有人世上没有人能够知道。
So let me take a pause and ask you, how would you rate the conversation between God and Abraham at this point?
我停一下子，想问一下大家，如果你在那里评分的话，你怎样评这个亚伯拉罕神耶和华和亚伯拉罕的这个对话呢？
I don't know about you, but I would rate it very high.
我不知道你是怎样想，但我是把这个评分的话，把这个谈话评分评得很高。
Because I don't know whether you have this experience before.
我不知道这以前的经验是怎样。
Somebody comes to you and said, I've not told this to anybody yet, but let me tell you this.
我不知道你是怎样想的，有人就告诉你，哎，我这个有个计划，我还没有告诉别人，我只告诉你一个。
Wow, you would say, I must be special for him to reveal something that he has not revealed to anybody else.
我这个人一定想，哎，我真的是很特殊的一个人啊，这个朋友他来把他的计划告诉我，他没有告诉其他任何人。
And that is exactly what God did for Abraham.
这个就是神向亚伯拉罕显示的一个事情。
But then we have to realize something very clear that God said to Abraham.
我们也要知道神对亚伯拉罕讲了一个很清楚的事情。
He says that I will bless you so that your nations can be a blessing to nations.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说我要祝福你，使你成为强大的国，地上的万国也要因你得福。
And that's oftentimes what we remember, right?
我们记得的就是这个，常常记得是这样一个。
But you have to look at what he said further in verse 19.
你就看看神对亚伯拉罕在十九节讲了更进一步。
So that his descendants will obey my command. And what kind of command? Command that has to do with righteousness and justice.
所以他要吩咐他的众子和他的眷属都要遵守我的道，秉这个什么道呢？就是上下面解释的，叫秉公行义。
So here's what I would like you to see, with regards to God and Abraham's relationship.
我们在这里要让大家知道的，就是神和亚伯拉罕之间的关系。
It is established on righteousness and justice.
这个是建立在这个公义和公平的基础上的。
So the first lesson we learn is that the relationship is built on mercy.
第一个我们看见的就是这关系的第一个基础是在这个怜悯这个基础上。
And here we see that it is established also on righteousness and justice.
我们这里看见的也是又是公义和公平这个基础上。
And then thirdly, we can learn also this valuable lesson from God's relationship with Abraham.
第三点我们也看见神和亚伯拉罕有这样一个好的关系。
Is that Abraham asked God to spare the two wicked cities if there were 10 righteous people.
我们看见就是亚伯拉罕求神能够赦免这两个城，不毁灭这两个城，如果这两个城还有十个义人的话。
For me, one valuable lesson that I see here is this.
对我来说，一个很有价值的一个功课是这个。
Why is it that Abraham knew to ask God to spare the city if there could be at first 50 righteous people?
为什么亚伯拉罕会在这里求神赦免这两个罪恶的城市，只要这两个罪恶的城市里面还有五十个义人。
And let me ask you, why is it that he would ask God to spare these two wicked cities?
我问大家，为什么亚伯拉罕要求神能够赦免这两个不降罪给这两个罪恶的城市呢？
Well, some might say, well, because his nephew Lot lives in the city.
大家有可能会说，他的侄儿罗德还住在那两个罪恶的城里。
But I don't think so.
但是我不觉 觉得是这样子的。
Because if he were just concerned about Lot and his family,
如果亚伯拉罕只是为了这个罗德和他的罗德的家的这个他们的光景的话，
then he might as well ask God, spare the city if there are four righteous people, and that would include Lot's family, right?
所以他就会向神求神说，哎，你应该是为了这个义人而不赦免这两个城市，就像
how God has established his relationship with him that is based on mercy.
你知道神是和亚伯拉罕的关系的基础是他怜悯，是神的怜悯。
As a result of that relationship,
因为这样的
become merciful also towards the wicked people.
如果是有怜悯的话，这个神的怜悯也应该临到这个恶人的身上啊。
But at the same time, he didn't just say, God, just spare those two cities out of your mercy.
他亚伯拉罕就可以轻易的说，神啊，你就不要降罪给这两个城市，你是有怜悯的，就不要降罪。
But he asked God, if there are righteous people, you will not destroy both the righteous and the wicked together, would you?
但是亚伯拉罕向神求说，如果有义人的话，你不能把义人和恶人一样看待。
You see here, Abraham is beginning to align himself with God now.
大家看见没有，亚伯拉罕在这里慢慢的和神就站在神的一边。
Not only is there mercy, but there has to be righteousness and justice as well.
不是神只有怜悯，还更要紧的就是神有公义和公平。
So in other words, when Abraham came before God,
我们看见亚伯拉罕来到神面前，
he was in the posture of prayer.
他是一半是祷告，一半是说话。
And the prayer is a deep conversation with God.
这个祷告是一个和神一个深深的交谈。
Because it talks aboutAbraham's concern and merciful towards these sinners.
这里是显示出来是亚伯拉罕在这里对他们这些罪人的一个深深的关切和神向神求。
Well, at the same time, he's concerned also with God's requirement of justice and righteousness.
他的担心的是神一边有怜悯，但是也要满足神的公义和公平的要求。
So you can see from Abraham's prayer life, there's a deep connection between him and God very personally and very intimately.
大家看见亚伯拉罕和神之间的这个祷告的关系是一个很深的、很强的一个关系。
So from here, the...Abraham's personal encounter with God, we can see that a healthy relationship brings healthy prayer life.
所以我们这里看见和神的一个很健康的关系，很深的关系，也会带给我们一个非常健康的一个祷告的生活。
Now that we have learned this principle, that is, a healthy relationship brings in healthy prayer life in him. Let us learn how we can make this practical.
是，我们在这里也学到真的是这样一个功课，就是怎样和神有一个健康的关系，带给我们一个健康的祷告生活。我们来看一下怎么样具体的能够学这样的功课。
Let us show the slide showing the outline for how we can learn a healthy relationship brings God's healthy prayer life.
我们下面看一些这个幻灯片，就是怎样看我们有一个健康的祷告的健康的关系，和神有健康的关系，带给我们健康的祷告生活。
It's the next section of slides, please.
下面一页。
So anyway, the first one is that we can do this when God reveals himself to us.
我们可以学到这样的功课是神向我们显现。
And then the second is that God revealed his plan to us.
第二个就是神向我们显现，向我们显现出来他的计划。
So here we see that in John chapter 15, when Jesus talked to his, was talking to his disciples.
我们要看下面一个圣经经节，就是在约翰福音十五章，就是神耶稣向他的门徒所说的。
He says in verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
十五章十三节是这样讲，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
So just like God was the one who took initiative to build, establish his relationship with Abraham, Jesus likewise took the initiative to initiate his relationship with us.
就像我们刚才读的创世纪里面，神向亚伯拉罕，这个神和亚伯拉罕的关系是神起始的，神向亚伯拉罕彰显，这个他的和他和亚伯拉罕的关系。这里也我们也看见，耶稣和他的门徒也是的关系，也是耶稣起始的，他向他的朋友们讲他的计划。
So Jesus made it very plain that God took the initiative by sending his son to die for our sins.
我们看见神在那里起始，从神的计划是从神起始的。他把他的儿子耶稣基督降世为人，然后我们能够靠信靠耶稣基督得救。
And those who confess their sins and seek God for forgiveness through Jesus Christ can now be called friends.
那些承认自己的罪，能够靠着耶稣信耶稣基督能够有和神有一个正确的关系之后，然后呢，神就叫这些信靠他儿子耶稣的基督的人成神的朋友。
And those who are called his friends, he will reveal, Jesus said, I reveal what I heard from the Father and reveal it to you.
所以耶稣对那些成他朋友的这些门徒们说，我从父所领受的，我都告诉你们。
So, brothers and sisters, I believe that all of us would like to know God more intimately.
我想，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个信神的人都希望从神明白神更深一点的，明白神的心意。
And we know that one of the ways that we can do that is to spend time in His Word and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, right?
一个办法就是我们要花时间和我们的读神的话语，然后让圣灵在我们里面做工，就能够明白神的心意更多。
Let's look at the slides again, the section where it talks about Lectio Divina, and I will show you one of the ways that the Lord had used in the last 2 years, my wife and I, in the morning we would usually go to the Word, and as part of our devotional, we will use this method called Lectio Divina.
好，我接着再看一下这个刚才的幻灯，我们也想给大家分享一下，过去两年中，我和我的妻子每天早上一起来读神的话语，用一个办法，这个办法是一个拉丁文的，这个杜牧师已经翻译出来，它叫翻成中文叫默观导读，导是祷告的读，导读。
Yeah, so Lectio Divina basically is a Latin word for sacred reading, and what it is basically is to read God's word in such a way that God can speak to us, and then we respond to Him in prayer.
所以这个默观导读是一个拉丁文字，它呢就是说是就是圣洁的这个读圣经。这个读圣经的话，就是读神的话语，然后神就向我们显现，向我们显示他的心思意念，然后的话，我们通过祷告再回应神给我们的这个神的话语。
This is just one way of reading God's word, not the only way, just one way.
这个是其中一种办法，他们还有其他的办法，这个默观导读是其中一种读圣经的办法。
So let's look at the slides. The first thing, is to read a passage, and then, everybody who's listening when that passage is read is to look for a word or a phrase that's particularly stood out to you.
然后我们这个办法是怎样的一个办法呢？第一点就是先由一个人读一段经文，然后这个全组的人呢，就是一起专心的聆听一个字或一句话，然后就再大声的分享这一个字一句话。
And then read it a second time.
然后再由另一个组员读相同的一段经文。
And then you ask the question, what does this passage reveal about God or who we are?
然后就全组的人就问这段经文如何显明神，然后我们是谁呢？
And then the third time, you read it again, and then you ask yourself the question, what is God's invitation to me to do or to be in the next few days?
所以然后在相同的经文再读第三次，然后大家整个组里的人都能够沉思这段经文中是不是神有一个计划，在这个计划就是让我们在未来的几天中去做某件事情呢？
Okay, so let's give it a try. Let's go to the next slide, which we'll use John 15, verses 13 to 15 as our text.
我们下面一段经文下面要练习，这个练习就是用约翰福音十五章做一个这样的练习。
Okay, so for example, you read that passage now, verses 13 to 15, and after you read it, then you pause, then you look at the passage, and for me, if I look at the passage, one word that keeps repeating is the word friend. So that would be the word that stood out to me, okay? And then Let's turn to the next slide.
我们刚才看到了13到15节，我们就是先读一遍，然后再一起大声的读，然后呢，看看这一段里面的哪一个字对你是有特别的意义的。对我来说，刚才读的这段经文中，这个朋友这个意思，这个字就不停的显现，这个对我来说是非常有意义的。
So the second time I read the passage again,
第二次我再读的话
this is what it reveals about God to me from this passage.
这个就是神向我显现的，这个是什么？神向我显现的事情。
That I can see that God is the one who took the initiative. When I was still a sinner, he already prepared a way for me to be his friend through his son Jesus Christ in paying for my sin.
所以我这和神的关系我就会知道在我没有信主的时候，是神起始做了第一步，然后他向我显示是因为耶稣基督为我们死，然后我们才能重生得救，然后成了朋友。
And then also I see what it reveals about me is that now being called his friend in verse 14 that I need to do what he commands me to do。
然后我就是想我自己是怎样的呢？既然已经神在十四节里面称，他是我的，我是他的朋友的话，我应该遵守神给我的吩咐的，就是才能称朋友。
And I realized that I cannot do it on my own because many times I wanted to do that, but I failed to do that.
我也能够明白我自己，不能做，所以说我想做，但是靠着我自己的力量，我做不到。
Then I remember that when I become his friend, then I have a new life, and the Holy Spirit is the one living inside me that enables me, that empowers me to be able to do what God or what Jesus requires here, and that is to obey his command.
所以我也明白，靠了我自己，我什么都做不成。我也想自己的努力，自己想做也做不成，但是有耶稣基督所赐下的这个圣灵住在我心里，他使我有力量， 刚强，能够做成神在那里要我所做的。
Let's turn the slides again, and you will see that after we read the third time, then we will be asking this question.
然后再看看这个动一下这个幻灯，然后我说，我认为读第三次的时候，我就能明白我们该做什么。
That is God inviting me to do or to be in the next few days.
所以我就觉得知道神在那里邀请我今后的几天和一段日子所要做的事情。
So here we see, for me, I see that the invitation is for me to know that I am His friend, and that He revealed Himself to me through His Word.
然后我就明白，神在这里称我为朋友，他会向我显现他的计划，这个计划就在他的话语里面。
And that He will reveal His plans, either plans for me or even people that are close to me.
他就会向我显现他对我的计划和。不论是对我个人的计划，还是我周围朋友的计划。
So how we can make can experience a healthy relationship with God that brings healthy prayer life is first is that God reveal Himself to us.
所以怎样才能让我们实现这个健康的关系，带来健康的祷告生活？唯一的办法就是神向我们显现，神向我们显示他的计划。
And one thing that we have found, my wife and I, can hear God and respond to Him in prayer is using the Lectio Divina.
Yeah, 所以我这个和我妻子这过去一段日子所采取的方法就是明白神的心意，然后懂得怎样回应神的，通过祷告来回应神的话，就是用这个默观导读这个办法。
So let's look at the next slide. Here it shows that we, the second thing that we can have a, you know, practice healthy relationship that brings a healthy prayer life is that God reveals His plan to us.
第二个办法就是怎样实现健康关系，带来健康祷告生活的话，是需要求神向我们显示他的给我们的计划。
Let me just remind you that as based on this week, March 11, the global pandemic has been 1 year already.
另一个事情就是要提醒大家的，就是今天是这个月是3月11号，就是一个纪念日。什么纪念日呢？就是我们的全球大瘟疫的一周年纪念日。
And so, I would like to share a report that was on the Washington Post.
好，我现在给大家讲一下，在这个报纸上，就是叫 Washington Post 的这个报纸上有这样一个结果，调查结果。
It was reporting from the U.S. Bureau of Census.
这个是美国统计局发布的一个数据。
Reporting what effect it has been.One of the effects of the pandemic on our country.
我看一下这个，他给我们讲了一下，对我们这个国家这个瘟疫是造成了怎样的影响。
First, it says that a third of Americans are showing signs of clinical anxiety or depression. One third.
差不多三分之一的美国人民已经有这个临床的焦虑和忧郁。
And some groups are hit harder than others.
有一些民众的群体这个被打击的更严重，比其他人更严重。
Rates of anxiety and depression are hitting far higher among younger adults, women, and the poor.
所以大家看见这个焦虑和忧郁，这个是在年轻的成年人中间，或者在妇女中，或者在穷人中，比其他的人更厉害。
And because of this, these are the existing trends.
是因为这些就是有一些趋势了。
Rising depression, stress, and suicide among young adults.
所以大家看见这个趋势是什么呢？就是越来越多的忧郁症，越来越多的压力，然后在年轻人中间自杀的更多了。
So you can see that as schools and universities are preparing to get back to reopening,
大家看见学校啊、大学啊，那准备要开学了，然后再重开。
Many are concerned about, you know, how to keep the social distancing and so on and so forth.
很多就在想怎样让大家能够这个能够。有这个社交距离啊，怎样什么什么的计划。
The president of the Mental Health America says that we need to take an assessment of people's mental health, especially the students that are coming in.
所以在有一个机构叫美国精神健康组织的这样一个总统，他叫一个人，他说，在学生入学之前，我们要考量一下他们的这个精神上的健康状况怎么样。
And I think the concern is very genuine, very needed.
我觉得他的这个担心是非常是有道理的。
But have you also noticed that during the 1 year of pandemic?
或者你注意到一周年大瘟疫一周年的纪念日
that our lives have slowed down.
我们的生活越来越慢下来。
And the good thing is that people are beginning to sort out their lives.
这个好处是慢慢的别人人们也慢慢明白他们的生活是怎么样。
And I think one of the sorting that we have to do, a lot of us,is the stuff in our garage, right?
有一个比较，就是我们有空也有时间去整理一下我们在这个车库里面乱七八糟的东西了。
But other than that, we begin to see what is important and what is unimportant in our lives.
另外，除了这点之外，我们也明白什么是在生活中什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
And for us as Christians, maybe we begin to see what is.Temporal and what is eternal.
我们这些基督徒也明白什么是暂时的，什么是永久的。
And have you noticed that during this 1 year, one of the things is a lot of people are getting more on social media to keep in contact with people.
经过这一年之后，我们也明白越来越多的人也是通过这个社会社交媒体，这个电脑上社交媒体和朋友能够保持联系。
Have you noticed that some of your long-lost classmates you haven't seen maybe for 50 years, or, and then all of a sudden they show up in the Zoom reunion? Have you noticed that?
是啊，你大家有没有注意到有些朋友们、有些同学啊，什么有五十年没见了，突然就在这个 Zoom 这个开会的时候就出现了。
What is this? What message is God telling us to this phenomenon?
这个。是神告诉我们怎样一个信息呢
？What is he asking, inviting us to be or to do during this time?
神在这段这样的一个时段里面，是邀请我们做怎样的事情，要教我们怎样的呢
？And have you noticed also that when you go for walks, that your neighbors are more friendly?
你们注意到，如果你去外面散步的话，你的邻居们好像变得更加。友好一些了。
And like last summer when our neighbors went to pick fruits, they all of a sudden both sides of our neighborhood they share some with us.
Yeah, 你看那这两边的邻居，他们这去摘水果的时候，他和我们又一起交谈了。
Maybe it confirms what the Duke University survey has indicated.
这差不多就是有这样一个确定了这个有一个杜克大学有一个调查。
That based on their survey that 25% of Americans have indicated that they cannot find somebody if they want to talk to, they cannot find somebody to talk to about important matters in their life.
就是百分之就是差不多25%的这样一个结果，就是这些人呢，25%的人找不到一个人。所以为什么找人呢？就是他们要讨论一下生活中的重要事情，他们找不到。
And they give the reason that because we are more busy at work.
所以这个原因是什么呢？就是我们的工作呢越来越忙了。
And also perhaps we have spent more time on computers alone.
另外一个原因呢是我们自己在电脑上花的时间单独所花的时间更多了。
And can you see that during the pandemic that it has aggravated our loneliness and social isolation?
大家看见没有？因为这个瘟疫的缘故，我们大家是越来越孤独啊，孤独和这个社会隔离的情况是越来越严重了。
So at the start of the pandemic, my wife and I, one day when we were having our quiet time before the Lord,
在这个瘟疫刚开始的时候，有一天我和我妻子在一起能够有与神有一个单独的安静的时间。
We asked the Lord, what are you inviting us to be or to do during this pandemic?
我们问神，这个在这个瘟疫的时候，你邀请我们我们该做什么呢？
And we've read from that morning, we were reading from the book of Judges, talking about Gideon.
我们那天正好是在读这个四世纪，这个是讲这个基甸的故事。
And we were reminded that God called him to deliver the people from the oppression of the Midianites.
我们读到这个神让基甸带领以色列人能够走出能够抵挡米甸人的压迫。
And we felt that God was inviting us to do the same for people during this pandemic.
我们觉得神也让我们在这个瘟疫的时候做同样的事情。
We felt that this will be a time for us to pray together and ask God to bring revival.
我觉得这段时间就是神让我们邀请别人和我们一起来祷告，然后能够得一个更新。
And then as a result, I will share some of the people who join the prayer group called Tabernacle Prayer. What are some of the things that they benefited from?
我这里给大家分享一下，我们有一个祷告的群体，这个群体叫做会幕祷告者这个群体。我大家分享一下带给我们什么好处。
One brother shared that he said, as Christians, we need to do less and pray more.
一个弟兄这样分享，他说我们是基督徒，我们要做的事情少一点，然后祷告要多一些。
Another brother shared that it is very helpful for us to read the word and then to respond to him in prayer.
另一个弟兄在这里分享，他说我也很喜欢这个默诵导读这个办法，就是多读神的话语，然后回答神，再用祷告来回应神。
It is a practical way for us to be abiding in Christ, like John 15 says that we can need to be to abide in Christ in order to be fruitful for Him.
所以，就像约翰福音十五章里面说，我们要连接在主的身上。这样的话我们才能做枝子多结果实。
And this brother concludes by saying this.
这个弟兄是这样总结的。
Through prayer, God might not change my situation, but he changes me.
说这个祷告并没有使神改变我的环境，改变我的光景，但是这个祷告使神改变了我自己。
Another brother shared that because this tabernacle becomes a go-to place for people who are serving in church leadership.
所以这个会幕祷告团呢，祷告会呢，也成了其他在教会里服侍的弟兄姐妹 愿意去的一个这个寻求的主的地方。
It's a safe place for us to share our burdens and then to pray for one another.
是一个能够把我们的负担讲出来，然后帮助弟兄姐妹的地方。
A sister shared that it's a very warm place. It's a warm place that I could find fellowship with other sisters.
在这同样，这姐妹们也是觉得，我们这样的话能够相互的支持，能够相互的分享，我们相互鼓励。
That I can experience brokenness in Christ.
我在主里面也能够把我这个破碎的心能够分享给大家。
And then God could heal my emotional pain.
And 这些弟兄姐妹们能够帮助我能够愈合我的这个情感上的破碎。
Another sister shared that it helps me to be into God's presence to draw close to Him.
真的是另一姐妹分享，能够这个祷告能够让我们能够和神更加的亲近。
So that slowly a prayer becomes a habit in my life.
慢慢的，这个祷告就成了我自己这个生活中的习惯。
It is something that I can do anywhere, and it becomes a discipline.
然后我就是觉得我在这个祷告就在任何地方都能够进行，然后就变成了我的一个原则。
So when I look back this year of pandemic,
当我们回头看看这个今年的这个瘟疫，
I'm deeply reminded,
我真的是提醒自己，
that I felt helpless to do or to help people.
我真是自己觉得自己是那么的无助，我们不能救我自己，也不能帮助别人。
God by His mercy,
但是神的怜悯，
kind of revealed to me His plans.
他向我彰显他的计划。
One small thing that we could do is to bring people together to pray.
我们能做的一件小事就是把人们、把弟兄姐妹一起聚集在一起祷告。
And we give Him the glory for the lives that have been changed.
这是把我们的这个赞美献给神，因为我们的生命改变了。
And people whose spirit has been revived as a result of prayer.
真的是我们的灵性也因为祷告的缘故而改变。
And that people could renew their hope in God even though in this dark and uncertain times.
在这个黑暗的时代，人也能够更新他们对神的信心。
And what does it show in this the prayer that I just mentioned?
真的是我们刚才所说的这个祷告告诉我们什么呢？
Very similar toGod revealing Himself to Abraham.
这就像神向亚伯拉罕这个显示他的计划一样。
After He revealed Himself to Abraham,
当神向亚伯拉罕显示他的计划，
Abraham connected deeply with God.
这个亚伯拉罕和神的关系真是越来越紧密。
As a result, they have a healthy relationship, a very deep relationship.
结果就是亚伯拉罕和神有一个很深的、很紧密的一个关系，健康。
As a result, also Abraham became aligned with God.
到结果就是亚伯拉罕就和神紧密的连在一起。
That he became merciful towards the sinners and wicked people.
他也是变成了一个，他对那些恶人也是有怜悯。
But at the same time, he can see that God demands, who is holy, demands righteousness and justice.
同时他也能够和神一样的想法，就是要义人，谁是义人和义人和恶人。最后
finally, he was able to pray in a way that God will listen.
最后他能祷告的这个祷告的这个方式就是神所喜悦的。
So here we see,
我们看见
that there is a healthy relationship,
有一个健康的关系，
brings a healthy prayer in him.
然后就能够有一个健康的祷告生活。
Is that your response?
是不是你这样愿意回应呢？
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主面前祷告。
Lord, through your Holy Spirit,
主啊，你的圣灵，
convict us that we need a healthy relationship with you.
真的是让我们明白我们要和你有一个正确的关系。
Based on our coming to you in humility.
在我们到你面前来要有存着谦卑的心。
Telling you that, Lord, we are weak.
告诉神，告诉你我们是软弱的。
But you are strong.
你是强壮的。
We are sinful.
我们是有罪的。
You are holy.
你是圣洁的。
You are loving.
你的爱。
You are merciful.
你是怜悯的。
You are forgiving.
你是原谅我们。
And you, of all things, call us your friend.
你称我们为朋友。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
是通过主耶稣基督。
We will be forever grateful for this.
我们真是一直永远感激你。
But also we want to show our gratefulness to who we are and what we do in response to your love.
然后除了这样，我们也要通过我们所做的，然后来表达我们对你的感激。
We want to pray for our family.
我们在这里为我们的家庭祷告。
For our neighbors.
邻居。
For people that we know at our workplace or school.
为我们的工作场所的或者学校里的认识的人祷告。
That we want you to help use us to be a channel of blessings to them.
愿你让我们成为我们成为你祝福的管道对他其他的那些朋友们。
And may we do that by starting with prayer.
让我们做这些怎样开始呢？就让我们开始祷告，从祷告开始。
So that our prayer will be aligned with your will.
让我们的祷告能够满足你的心意。
Align with your plan.
能够和你的计划相符。
And more importantly, align with who you are.
最要紧的就是和你相配。
A merciful and yet righteous and just God.
是，不但有怜悯，而且有公平和公义。
And may our, and through prayer, may we be more like your son, Jesus Christ.
通过祷告能够让我们更像你儿子耶稣的样式。
Bless our church, our family.
能够祝福我们的家庭，祝福我们的教会。
For it is in Jesus' name that we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
And give thanks. Amen.
感谢神。阿们。